Welcome to the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast with Lucas and Kimberly.
One day I hope to call you on Zoom or something.
Well, we could do that. Not today.
Not today. Not today. Maybe episode 50, because this is episode 49. Let's go.
Here we go. We got a lot of cookies. We're just going to jump right into it with over 2,000 cookies from Ohio Pie were delivered to the Cavs this past week.
That's wild.
Last week, I think. Yeah. That's a lot of cookies.
I mean, he did post a video of her, the cookie lady, making the cookies in the middle of the night or whatever. It was in fast forward, so how long would it take to make 2,200 cookies?
I don't know.
It's not like it was all the same one either.
I hope they gave her, you know, a couple days off after that.
Right. It's a lot of cookies.
That's crazy. Well, congratulations to Ohio Pie for landing that sweet deal. See what I did there?
Yep.
Sweet deal. Speaking of sweet deals, Brunswick Nazarene Church did something really sweet and really awesome. They did a free laundry day last weekend where you could go to the laundromat. What was this? In Laurel Square, I think, right?
Yeah.
The one in Laurel Square. And they'd pay for your laundry all day long.
Yep. They offered free detergent and dryer sheets as well. Just out of the goodness
That's
of their
cool.
heart. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Good that stuff. Is amazing.
And if you're looking to do something out of the goodness of your heart, Medina County District Library is having a macaroni and cheese drive. They're accepting boxes and cups for the next couple weeks, and the donations are going to Feeding Medina County and helping local residents. Who doesn't
want to? So we seem to have a sweet theme here, so let's keep it up. Ready?
Yeah.
I might have to try this. I wasn't going to try Rosati's frozen custard because I am a diehard Honey Hut, but the peanut butter fudgy thing that they posted.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's looking pretty.
Not going to lie. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've been there about three times now. That was, visit number two. Yeah.
Was it? My husband came home the other night and he's like, there is a line wrapped out to the street at the new place. And I'm like, yeah, it's been that way a couple of times. So
yeah,
good for them. I'm still a little reluctant, but I will give it a try. So
my wife was Team Honey Hut. Now she's Team DQ. And I think I'm Team Rosati's. So they'll both probably see us all summer long in between the visits from the ice cream truck.
Options are good.
Yeah.
Options are good.
Yep, options are good.
So sweet and savory. What do we got from the savory side now?
Little Caesars finally opened up on Monday.
Finally.
Yeah. Haven't been yet, my wife is demanding the, what is it, pizza knots?
I don't know. They're talking about poofs or something. I don't know. But you better get them for her.
Oh, she's getting them.
So, all right, we'll have to try those too. I'll add that to my list. Rosati's, maybe on the same day as Rosati's.
Yeah. Did you see there was a sighting at Brunswick Lake of a, what is that? A bird. Is it a bald eagle?
It's a bald eagle. It's just
it's
our
a
national,
bird.
You
it's
know.
A bird. There it is. I had to zoom in. Wow.
There you go.
Nice picture of them, too.
That is amazing looking. Just something you don't see every day. But Dan Horvath caught it on camera and got to appreciate it in real life. So that's pretty cool. So keep your eye open for that over on Brunswick Lake.
Yeah. Jumping around here, they are still hiring for Mission Barbecue.
We're going to be in touch with them and do a little bit of sneak peek over there. We'll pop in and see how progress is coming along and report back to you. But we're going to meet with Dan. They reached out to us and very excited to be part of the community. And if you're looking for something, they are in just about 6 days a week, I think. You can go over there and fill out an application or do it online.
Cool. They started the teardown of Willett's. Sad to see Willett's go, but progress. Looks like Towsley will be shortly thereafter.
We're going to have to rename this city, like, the City of Fences. Because there's one up at Towsley now, one up at Willett's. And what's the over and under of that one will go up in Laurel Square again?
Oh, it's not going to happen.
No. You don't think?
No. I think the car show can, well, I mean, what was it last year? I emailed the property owner. I went above the property management company, and I don't even know if she knew what was going on with the property manager. She was pretty understanding of what I was saying. She didn't really give any more details.
We'll see. All right, what else we got?
Oh, this was a very controversial post. I put it as anti-cop Adam. But a gentleman posted a video of, looks like, I don't know if that was him getting arrested or somebody in handcuffs. He just said that he wanted people to know about the Blue Line Gang. And he didn't think we would allow it through.
Well, in full disclosure, I did not. Mm-hmm. The first one. Mm-hmm. Or the first two, maybe. And then you said, well, go ahead and put it through.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
He's allowed his opinion. So not everything can be rainbows and puppy dogs.
Yeah. You know, it's just like a business, you know, review for a restaurant. He was reviewing the service he received from the Brunswick Police Department. Now, I mean, I've always received some great service from the Brunswick Police Department.
That's true. Although, so, I think we have, don't we have that rule that you have to say how you tried to do a negative review for a restaurant, you know?
Oh, yeah. So you spoke to the manager?
I don't know.
Well, this same guy always comes in complaining about Mayor Falcone hiring so-and-so or hiring so. He didn't quite understand how our city government works, but Mayor Falcone doesn't hire.
But, Adam, you got to have your say in this. This will be the only time you get to have your say on this topic. So you got it out there. So good luck to you. And my advice would be, don't do anything that you need the cops to come and talk to you about.
Right.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, that was a wild post. Hey, Batman got adopted over at Houndstown here in Brunswick with Roger.
I saw that.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
In a little bit, I think we're going to hear from Roger about the new puppy.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Available. Okay, awesome.
Hey, Lucas and Kimberly, it's Roger from Houndstown. Appreciate all your help over these last few months in helping us work alongside Berea Animal Rescue to help get various foster dogs we've had in here adopted. As of now, through about 2.5 months, you guys have, and your listeners have helped us adopt out 10 dogs. So that's wonderful. This week we have Sarge with us. Sarge is an 8-year-old male coonhound mix. He's a good old boy. He's doing great in the packs that we've put him in with. And again, just encourage anyone to visit our Houndstown Brunswick site. They can see the information on a couple of other social sites out there. But would love to have anybody come in and do a meet and greet that might be interested in adopting Sarge. Also, just as a reminder, Berea Animal Rescue does have many other dogs and cats that are up for adoption, so feel free to go visit their website. And here at Houndstown, your first day is always free, so if anybody out there has any dogs that they would like to possibly explore the idea of doggy daycare or overnight boarding needs, we invite you in for your first day free to check us out, see how your dog does, and for us to ensure that your dog can work in our fully interactive environment we have here. So another great week, and everybody have a great weekend, and I'll give you another update next week. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
All right. That's Sarge. If you're interested in him, check him out over at Houndstown Cleveland. You can also contact the Berea Animal Rescue.
Do you see the tongue on that dog? He's just so stinking adorable.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully doing pretty good getting them adopted out. So
yeah, let's keep going here. Into events to do in the 212.
All right. Events to do in the 212. Here we go. So I can't believe this one didn't pop up on your radar. 2024 Medina Beer Fest. So what? Ignite Brewing is participating in this. It'll be Saturday, the 27th, tomorrow. And Medina County Community Center, Fairgrounds Community Center, 6:30 to 10:30. Again, Medina Beer Fest. Go check out Ignite and some of the other breweries.
35 breweries and 70 craft beers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you miss that?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure glad you found it for me.
I got you.
Here's one. Manzo's has Modern Vinyl making its debut. That's
know anything about this one?
It's the same night, Saturday, April 27th, 8 p.m. to midnight. No, I've never met Modern Vinyl, but look like a pretty good rock band.
Might have to, huh?
They might have to.
So Mother's Day is right around the corner, and Tangled Vine is just killing it with their events. They've just got event after event after event over there. So one of the things is Mother's Day Flower Candle Workshop at the Tangled Vine, and that's Tuesday, May 7th at 6. And we're just going to, I'm going to give you one more, and then I'm just going to tell you to just go over to Tangled Vine Facebook page. There's too many to list. The other one is Friday, May 3rd, and it's a chunky knit blanket class. Mm-hmm. So go to Tangled Vine for more information.
Yeah, and they do so many events, and I don't know how they get this thing, but it, next to theirs, unlike most, it says Superhost.
Wow.
So they must do so many events that
That they got that.
Earned that distinction.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Superhost, Ignite Brewing, I want to remind everybody that they have trivia on Monday evenings from 7 to 9.
Right.
Every Monday. I think that question came up the other day, you know, who has trivia, but I think they were looking for a Tuesday. So if you were looking for something to do on a Monday, because usually everything else is closed, head over to Ignite and do their trivia.
And it says 7 to 9, but it's actually 7 and another one at 8 o'clock. So it's not like all night long trivia. You know, some of those trivias you can really get into and get stuck into it. But these are only hour long, and I believe they still give a prize at the end of each one.
Yeah, what else we got?
We got the Township Cleanup Weekend, May 10th, 11th, and 12th. The service department is open for trash, yard waste, metal, and car batteries. Contractor bags are available at the Brunswick Hills Police Department for the community cleanup, and the police department lobby will be open for shredding and medication drop-off. ID is required, as this is a township-only event, so I guess I'm out. But the city of Brunswick did have a parks cleanup to celebrate Earth Day last weekend.
Yeah, I saw Vice Mayor Hanick, councilman, council president. What? How many hats is he wearing there? Saw him out there cleaning up. I wasn't out there. I actually saw a picture. So, and winding it down, we got a notice earlier this week that the Memorial Day Parade will take place 27th of May at 9 o'clock. All scout troops and units are invited to attend the ceremony and march in the parade. Please be at Brunswick Middle School in Class A uniforms if you're a scout at 8:30 a.m. Contact Chris Altman with any questions. And I did ask if, is it just for scouts? And he said the event is for everyone, but scouts are invited to march with the VFW and American Legion.
And they do put on a really nice ceremony after the parade.
Yeah. So the last thing we want to talk about, we kicked off and kicked it off earlier this week and we're winding it down. And that is the story that everyone's been following about the Lefebvre, I'm going to say it wrong. Oh my gosh. The family, Kimberly, Liam, and Keenan. Kimberly, the mom, donated her kidney to her 18-month-old Liam. And so we are supporting them with an auction, and the auction is winding down. It's in its final days. It ends Sunday at 6. So please go over and bid. We've got currently over 30-some items, and we've been adding all week long. So if you haven't looked at it lately, go check it out. Saw her on Channel 19 earlier this week. They did a story on them, so that was pretty cool.
There's something in there for everybody, from horse riding lessons to gift cards to... What else we got in there? Fire pit, baskets.
There's even a $500 gift card for and a bunch of swag merchandise from Big Three Racing. Wow. And if you don't have a performance vehicle, they do other stuff just to like Chevys and Toyotas, like oil changes and stuff. So if you got a $500 gift card for maybe a couple hundred bucks, that's some good deals over there on some car repair. Or car maintenance, I should say.
It's really nice of the community coming together to donate that stuff. You know, she's going to be out of work. I'm sure they have medical bills to pay.
When I talked to her last week and we, you know, said we were going to get this together, she said that her mom quit her job so she could help with Liam. So, you know, there's a lot of support, you know, that they really could use from. They got a meal train going. Matt over at, Bedard's? Am I saying it right? Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, Matt. I butchered it, I think. Landscaping is taking care of their lawn until they get back up on their feet. And so, I mean, it's one thing that Brunswick does, I think, better than any other community. And I'm not just saying that. I really do believe that is, you know.
Yeah.
We can be a hot mess, but we can be even better.
True. Even if you can't get over to the auction and bid, you can share it. You can send some positive messages and check it out.
Just go to the event page and go under the discussion tab, and you'll see all the auction items listed there. And the bids are coming in because I get notification whenever anyone comments. So it's been going crazy all week long.
Nice.
So I think that's about it. You got anything else?
No, that's it. We just cracked 620 subscribers on YouTube. So I was excited about that. So if you're not subscribed, make sure you get over there, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, leave a comment. We appreciate it.
We got our 1 year coming up and we want to hear from you guys. What should we do for our 1 year podcast? So should we do something special? Should we do, you know, maybe Lucas can buy drinks at the, you know, up at Manzo's or something?
Maybe we should just take our first week off. I mean, we've done it every week. What? We haven't missed a week. All right, you missed 2 weeks, but podcast hasn't missed a week. I missed a week.
There you go. See?
It's all right. All right, Brunswick.
I'm one up on you. All right, we'll see you guys. Take care.
Bye.
As always, I want to thank you for checking out the Brunswick Group Therapy Podcast and for supporting local Brunswick area businesses. If you enjoyed your time, please check us out online at brunswickgrouptherapy.com, where you can continue the conversation with a voice message that may be featured on future podcast episodes or posts. You can also follow us on our Brunswick Group Therapy social media pages on both YouTube and Facebook. If you own or manage an area business and would like to be featured in an upcoming Brunswick Group Therapy podcast, please reach out to Kimberly or I through any of our social media pages. We are passionate about supporting local, and it's the reason for this podcast.
Thank you for joining us for another therapy session. A reminder that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not represent any business, group, employer, or organization. The material and information presented here is for general information and entertainment purposes only.